You were on two ships. First one was the...
That was the ball one. I was on three other Liberty ships after that.
So the first one, when your first trip was on what? What was the name of that ship?
That was the ball one that we went to Antwerp on.
Okay.
Came back to New York, the same ship, went to Galveston, and then went to India.
Okay. And then you were on that one ship, and you were doing the ferrying from France to...
Yeah, Hamburg. That same ship.
Okay.
That's why we were out there so long.
Yeah.
And we were probably the only ship still sailing around that had guns on it because we hadn't been home to get them taken off. And everybody see us coming. How long you guys been out? About 6 months.
So in total, how long were you out for on that ship?
About 11 months altogether on that one trip.
Wow. And how long did you expect to be out for when you first picked it up?
I thought I'd probably be out about 2 months.
Yeah.
Of course, I went home then. First time I'd been home in well over a year.
Yeah.
Because I'd gone to Sheepshead Bay before that.
Right. When after the war's over, who are you taking, who is the ship taking orders from as to where it's going?
Well, the ships are always, even during the war, the ships were owned by private companies.
Yeah.
That ship was owned by A.L. Burbank. They were right up in New York, not far from the Siemens Institute. 17 Battery Place.
Yep, it's pretty close. Yeah.
That's where their home office was. They're still there, in fact. I looked on the internet once, and they're still a shipping company.
So would they be getting contracts from the government? And then
they'd get government contracts to carry military supplies. And then after the war, private shipping companies would get orders. And I didn't have any trouble. I'd get back. I went home for about 2 or 3 weeks and rested up a bit and came back to Baltimore. I went to the Union Hall, which was right on Broadway and Fleet Street, is where our Union Hall was. I always shipped out of Baltimore after that.
Yeah.
But one ship we was on, the reason I went to the Siemens Institute there, we took a ship to Italy, and the Robert Watchorn. And we were coming home, this is about 2 years later, and I think I was about 19 then. On that first ship, I turned 18 when we were in South America. But anyway, we were coming home from Italy, and of all things to happen, we lost our propeller. We were coming in towards Norfolk, and of course, they're out there floating around with no propeller. They radioed in. About 2 days later, some seagoing tugs came out and picked us up. But they didn't tow us into Norfolk. They towed us into New York. Mm-hmm. And we towed us right into harbor and anchored us there. And that's when I went ashore.
Lost your propeller. Just what happened?
Something happened at the rear end of it. That the whole end of the shaft came off of that ship. That was a ship called the Robert Watchorn.
Huh.
And it was a Liberty. And of course the engine raced up and they had to stop the engine, and there wasn't any water coming in or anything like that. It just rung off the end of the shaft, the propeller shaft.
And so you were just kind of floating there for...
Yeah, you couldn't go anywhere. You're just adrift. And of course they radioed in. We weren't worried about anything, but